The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys. Wow, that was a really high-pitched hi, guys, from Ms. Lipinski.
I mean, we're really pumped. I'm on my, like, third cup of coffee. I feel like I'm shaking over here.
It's only 9:30 in the morning out there. What's wrong with you?
I mean, I don't know about you, Jay, but I'm super stressed just trying to get everything done. It's funny. I mean, you know this. In our world, we have skating season, and then we have off season, and then we have something called Olympic season that comes once every 4 years. And when you're in skating season and Olympic season, your schedule just goes bananas.
Right down the toilet.
It really is. So I was in New York with you. We filmed the Grand Prix final, and then I flew to South Carolina. And I was there for one of my good friends, Jill. She has a beautiful little girl named Liv, and it was her baptism, and I'm the godmother. So I flew in for that. And it was a very sweet, intimate, beautiful ceremony, and we hung out, and it was good to see her. And then all of a sudden, I got home that night, and I'm with my mom, who we can go into how she's decorated South Carolina right now. It's literally like Saks Fifth Avenue in New York. Like, she needs to go into business doing this for a living.
I saw it. I saw on your Insta story all of, like, the snowman sheets and the poinsettia everywhere. And I, you know, me being me and despising most holidays— it gave me full bah humbug, Krampus, like Grinch vibes. But it was beautiful. She did an amazing job.
It's so magical. Like, when it gets dark at night, she has all these candles that look like real flames that flicker in the most realistic way. And the whole house smells of pine, and Christmas carols are on. And
the pine!
She literally is Martha Stewart. She's like, would you like a cookie I made? I was like, I've got so much to do. Like, how she does it all and seemingly does it so easily, I have no idea, because when I try to decorate or do like a flower arrangement, it looks like I just stuck a bunch of leaves and sticks, and they're all tangled and weird and horrible. But I don't have that gene. But anyway, it was nice to see her and spend a night in South Carolina. But coming home last night, I just realized, you know, Christmas is around the corner. Next week, I was supposed to leave for Montana. I may have a job in London that I possibly, we're not 100% sure, I may leave on next Tuesday. And I still have like 3 other jobs to do before then. And it all sort of happened.
Can I stop you? Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Breathe with me. Three times in through the nose, out through the mouth.
I need you here is the
problem.
Wait,
calm down. Shh, quiet for just 1 second. There we go. So London might happen.
London might happen. And then I have, I mean, me and you might be working next week. We have, I mean, there's just so much happening. And then you have Christmas, and I have all these boxes when I got home that I was like, oh, crap, I ordered all these Christmas gifts. And I would probably have to pack for London, Montana, and the Nationals, because we're going straight to Nationals from Christmas. And then flying home, and the next day we're doing the Golden Globes, which is very exciting. But that means today I found a stylist, Johnny. I'm very excited. I'll tell you all the details of what I find today.
Awesome.
But I still don't have a dress, and I have 5 days left before I leave. So,
I mean, you're revved up.
I am, and I don't have you here to like
calm
put
you.
Put your hand on the small of my back and just say
and lead you through life. It's fine,
it's
mommy.
Fine.
Mommy's
mommy
got this.
Mommy is here. So, anyone listening, I'm really sorry because I also had 2 cups of coffee, so I feel like I'm talking a very fast pace.
This is Tara at Narcos level. This is full flying squirrel. Outrageous blonde hair flying at you. Like, this is the point when she just leaves a trail of chocolate wrappers behind her in her wake, and she cannot be tamed.
Poor Todd. Poor TK. And and then what I do, I don't know if you do this, Jay, I schedule things where I think, oh, I can handle that. Like, on the way to the podcast, I can do an interview.
Yep.
And I do this, and it just backfires every time. I had an interview on the way here, and I had to like do this thing about like what's in my handbag, and
I've done that.
Yeah, so you don't realize though when you're driving that sometimes you need to like give these answers, and you have to peek into your bag. So I'm like pulling over. Like, I should just not schedule things the way I do, because you know me, I try to do way too much.
See, when I did that what's in my bag thing, mm-hmm. I just lied. I said, oh, I carry just an extra pair of underwear, so I'm always fresh. I have chocolate bars. I don't know from chocolate bars. I've got eyelash brushes and pill bottles. That's all I've got in my bag.
I carry the chocolate bars.
Yes, you carry the chocolate bars. But no, I'm kind of in the same position as you. So I canceled a trip that I was supposed to go on to China this week so that I had an extra week where I could organize things. Guys, we've been trying to organize clothes and stuff for Olympics, and that's a big job. That's a month of our lives that we spend, you know, entertaining the world. And it takes a lot of work for us to get there. But in addition, there's all this last minute stuff, because companies and jobs, they don't like to give you really a lot of warning for preparation. They just say, hey, can you do like a 2-day shoot with us for, you know, next week? And no, I can't. So
right.
I'm in that position. You know me. I don't do an iPhone schedule. I've had the biggest trouble lately with my management team simply because I don't know what my schedule is, because they all do it very modern and smart, and they put it right into the phone, and then it just populates, I guess, your calendar, and it tells you what you have to do. If I don't write my schedule down with my own paw, I'm not going to remember it. So you and I are getting all these offers. I'm getting all these offers to do stuff. We're always away. And I'm trying to fit in like doctor's appointments, dentist, like all this real life stuff
right.
that I have to be home
oh,
to
I
do.
I forgot about the dent. I need a dentist appointment.
God!
I can't
get after
go
it.
To South Korea without a dentist. It's been like...
Without a fresh cleaning?
Oh my goodness.
Certainly not. So yeah, there you go. Add one to the box. I scheduled myself accidentally because I don't know how to populate my iPhone with my schedule. I scheduled 3 doctor's appointments, 1 heart, 1 skin, and 1, assorted other varietal of doctor's appointment, all in the same day by accident, because I carry around a little stack of my cards with my schedules on it. All 3... One of the doctor's appointments is in New York City, a half hour before another appointment in southern Pennsylvania. So I'm
right.
in that stage now where I have to now get on the phone and call all these doctors and say, hey, actually, I can't see any of you because People Magazine wants to do like a 17-day shoot.
I forgot we have that trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
New York. So I'm with you. I don't have London, but I'll have New Year with my family and friends, which is a new sensation because usually I like to do New Year away somewhere, and it's usually Jackie and I. And I like to do New Year away from home, but also not in New York City. And we try to make a thing of it. But this year I can't because we leave on the 2nd to go to San Jose for the Nationals.
Right.
And, you know, I'll have all those clothes. Then we go to the Golden Globes. And I also have a stylist working on some things, so thank God. But then we go to the Golden Globes, and then we basically we're going to walk the carpet.
We leave the next day too, I think.
I
to
have
New York.
I have to take a red eye, so I'm walking the carpet and walking right into a car to go to the airport. I take a red eye to New York because I have to be the queen of Bryant Park the next day and perform the queen of Bryant Park, which I had that first performance. We'll get into it, but then I've got Bryant Park. And then the next day, you and I have People shoot. And then the day after, we have to go to Stamford for another shoot. Guys, it's getting outrageous. How exhausted is our audience right now just listening to us bitch about our schedules?
Right, right.
But we are so thankful and so lucky to be working.
Hashtag blessed. There is something about that hashtag that really bothers me.
Blessed.
And I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And it's, you know, great when people do that because it is...
It's a blessing to have work.
It is a blessing. No, but in anything, you know, they'll do it on anything. And
like a dead cupcake, blessed.
Blessed. But, I mean, I do enjoy it in the sarcastic form. But sometimes I don't know if I'm a hashtag blessed person. person. You know what I mean?
You know, we put it all on ourselves. I mean, we could very easily walk away from the public spotlight and not do anything.
We could.
I mean, no, I could start teaching skating.
But I was just on the hashtag. I just wanted your take on the hashtag blessed.
Yeah. When I think of hashtag blessed, I think of Dubby face first down in a box at Petco of rawhide. I think of half-eaten cupcakes, pictures of blessed. I think of a bowl of warm nuts on a first-class plane ticket. Blessed.
Oh, we do love that. I mean, yeah. But like what I think of too, though, is, you know, Instagram is so funny because what you're seeing is not probably reality. You know, you scroll through your feed and you see all these happy, happy people that are just like living life to their fullest.
They're
you know what
miserable.
I mean? And like, I remember I went through a little phase, I was telling Todd, when it was pumpkin season and everyone was going to like pick apples and pumpkins. And like Todd and I never really got to do that. But you see these pictures of these families and, you know, couples on the haystack with the pumpkin and hashtag blessed. And
blessed.
It's just, it's a lot. And you know that that can't be real life because it would probably be like us when we were training in the rink and we're just like, we're doing a beautiful spiral smiling and we're doing like hashtag blessed. But really, the minute we post that, it goes back to like our hair, like standing on its ends and like a frantic look on your face and like tumbling and falling into the boards on a triple Lutz. Like
full,
that's really
full black
what
circles
was
under your eyes. Yeah.
Not blessed.
Not hashtag not blessed. Hashtag only stare at salad, never consume. Yeah, that's what skating was like. But no, I know how long I will sit, and I've tried to really take a step back and not overload people with fresh pictures every day on Instagram, but you kind of have to in our line of work. You just have completely forgotten that you have Instagram, I think.
I just never post anything. Yeah, it's sometimes
but,
too much.
But I know that Jackie and her bestie Rena and my dear friend Rena, we all went to Iceland together. And while we were there, Jackie loves following the Insta blogs and the fashion-y blogs and looking for styles and that kind of stuff. And her friend Rena is friends with a bunch of marketing people in Boston. And they were talking to me about what those marketing people thought was best for Instagram. Not that I'm trying to make money off Instagram, because that's for Instagram people to do, Insta-lebrities, whatever. But they say it's just a lot more appealing and pleasing when you try to make your pictures consistent and all sort of have that same vibe. So I will sit for a long time blacking out the backgrounds to my pictures just so when you open my page, it all looks the same. Hashtag blessed. And I just think it's way too much time I waste doing this stuff that doesn't really matter anyway. Blessed. Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. You all know I work out every day. I sing along to myself in the car. And I love a filter.
You do like, love a filter.
That's all I really, yeah. I mean, I'm kind of over Instagram. But we're going to keep doing it, guys. Don't worry. You can always catch up with us on at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, and at Tara and Johnny. If you are a member of the at Tara Lipinski club, just know that she doesn't post that often because she forgot she had it.
And you know what, though? What's most exciting about the Olympics coming up is our Instagram, because that's really where the Tara and Johnny account shines.
It is.
You know, the adjoining room, the,
oh,
the
P- I
30
have some
days
bad,
together.
I have bad news. I have, what's this dead silence? I have pre-called about our accommodations in South Korea, and the hotel we are staying at for the month does not offer adjoining rooms. We will be directly next to one another, but there are no adjoining rooms. And because it's kind of a newly built cluster of a city, I don't think there's another accommodation we could find or ask for. I'm not joking. It's true. No, it's absolutely true. We are right next door to each other. We both have balconies, so we can at least see each other from the balcony. But the hotel doesn't have adjoining rooms.
Oh, what are we going to do? I mean, I like...
Well, we're just going to have to walk...
How many times do I walk in and out of your room?
And steal lotion. I feel like you're just going to have to walk out your front door and do a quick, like... Whew, and make a U-turn into my room. That's all. You know what?
We'll I just wish you didn't. You shouldn't have told me.
Well, I wanted you to know. I wanted to bring you back down to
prepare.
Earth. to prepare you because we're going to get there.
And I don't want to talk about it.
No, you're going to have to rent some kind of a jigsaw and create
there's
a Tara Lipinski sized door
in our hotel room.
Oh, we are so sorry. We just had to make this a little bit more inhabitable. So we made our own hole. It's only about 5 feet tall because that's all that Tara is. But
can I just tell you what just happened? I just got a text come up and you know how I'm stressed.
Yeah.
Todd,
is it the malaria?
Can you pick me up some deodorant today?
Oh,
I don't
Todd.
Got time to pick up deodorant.
I ain't got time for that, Todd.
No, I do. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, Todd has an artistic job. He can take breaks when he's self-employed.
I
he
know.
Can go
he's
do it.
He's crazy, too. He was up at like 2 a.m. last night doing this voiceover. Kelsey Grammer's like voicing this piece he's doing.
Ooh.
And he's in London, so Todd had to like stay up and do that last night. So we're both kind of crazed, although he's putting in his project. I think it airs this Saturday on the Golf Channel, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
I'll be Twittering and Insta storying his piece. But yeah, I'm proud of him. And
probably not, though.
He's almost done.
Don't lie to the people. Okay, so now that we've gotten through this like stressful 15 minutes of the podcast, should we just get everyone caught up on what we've been doing? So, guys, I don't know if you realized it or not, but last week's Getting to Know You episode, Getting to Know You, was actually recorded the week before because I was busy last week.
So busy.
So busy. I was in New York City, and I was filming and hosting a new program. So Facebook's trying to do this thing where they have original content and videos and stuff, and I am lucky enough to host one of them. I can't tell you what it is yet, but... it was really fun and exhausting, and I think I've definitely moved on from wanting to live in New York City or the surrounding areas because I was so tired. It was like sensory overload from being in farm country for so long now. It's the first time I've really spent like a week in the city since I lived there, and it was just exhausting. I know you love going back, though, all the
time.
Yeah,
I don't know why, and I just like bite my tongue at these moments because, you know, after all these years, I somehow want you to like living in a city even though I know you don't. So I'm just no comment.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to farmersonly.com and find a husband because that's apparently a thing. I told you about that last year. My brother told me, hey, Ba, he calls me Ba. Hey, Ba, there's an app and a website called farmersonly.com. I think you might find some really great guys from around the area.
Actually, I'm not kidding, though. I feel like you might actually like that.
Oh, I would definitely go buy his deodorant.
Go get on that.
I would if I could.
Oh my goodness, I love
I would,
this.
I would
oh,
get on to and to the side
do you
of.
You have to be a legit farmer?
I don't think
I mean, I'm
I would
sure
have
you
to.
Could start planting tomatoes in your backyard and find a way to get into the app.
Me, like my profile picture will be me riding a mule dragging one of those things that yes. that rototills the fertile soil.
Yes.
God, can you imagine if I had a farm? That'd be so hot, though. Like, imagine, so manly.
Actually, what's so funny is that I don't know why that doesn't feel so far off from you. Like, I could see you someday just having a farm, and you wake up and you know how you like your routine and things like that. Like, I could see you going out there, talking to your animals, you know, getting on the tractor, you
full
know.
Mommy vibes. Like, can you imagine me with an apron with chicken seed in it and just like spreading chicken seed through the farmyard every morning?
I could see you doing that. Like, sitting, I'm sure you'd have like a cute little fashionable stool that you sit on while you milk the cow.
Oh,
and
God,
you know,
so
and
good.
I see you doing this in full diamonds, you
full
know,
furs and diamonds. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm not against it. But yeah, anyway, New York really exhausted me. I was the queen of Bryant Park. The queen of Bryant Park. Again. And you know the funniest thing about Bryant Park? So guys, I skated. I was a slutty Santa Claus. And they do it to me every year. And I wear a fully see-through red lace onesie.
He loves it.
I love it. But it has... But, you know, it's aggressive. We've talked about my weight before, and I know a lot of you have reached out in concern of me. But, you know, I will never be at an ideal weight again in the rest of my life because I'll never be competing at the Olympics again. So just know that I'm going to have weight issues.
Hashtag skating issues.
Hashtag blessed. That I'm going to have issues with my weight until I die. And it will be mental mainly, more than physical. But I will always be too heavy. And that's just, I choose my choice. Don't F with me on my weight. But anyway, I was in New York City wearing this see-through red lace onesie, being a slutty Santa, And it was a large group of people that all of a sudden came to it that were my close people. And you know how mommy hates to be stressed at work. Like, I was stressed enough for you at Skate America because of the full family that was there for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I can't handle, like, large groups of people that know me as me at work because, I don't know, when I'm skating especially, I have to put on airs and I have to be, you know, mommy, and I have to be grand and you know, as the queen of an entire park in New York City, heavy is the head that wears the crown. So I have a lot of things I have to do. I have to act in a certain way. So, like, my mommy comes, and she hasn't really been around in a lot of my career stuff as of late because, you know, I'm not going to compete in skating competitions or whatever. So, I mean, what's she going to do? Come watch us commentate?
Right.
Not as fun. So she still thinks of me as her little baby boy that skated and was always, you know, hungry and tired and trying to win. And I was sweet, and I just look forward to my time with my mom, and I still do. But when she comes to work now, it's different because I think it annoys her that I am me now when I'm working. I'm not just like some whipped little ice skater kid. So anyway, she was there with my brother's girlfriend, and then my friend Meg came with her sister and two daughters and her husband, and then Pete and Teresa, my friends from Delaware, came, and, you know, it was just a large group, and I was freaking out because I had to entertain everyone. But anyway, I got the full down low and skinny of what the crowd would actually say while I was skating. So so behind them, sitting in the little VIP area, people were like, he looks like he's been chiseled from marble. Wow, he's so muscular. He looks great. So they all tell me this stuff. Meanwhile, I complain on the daily at Pilates about my stomach smiling back up at me when I wake up in the morning and how it wiggles when I run. So that was funny. And thanks to anybody who said I had a nice body in my red lace onesie.
You did. You were a really, really beautiful slutty Santa.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ah! Oh, I'm trying. Have you ever had the situation with work? I'm sure you have. I know you have, actually, because we've talked about it. But
We work together.
No, I mean with skating stuff.
Oh, okay.
But when, you know, I've been skating for a long time and I know how to do it. And there was somebody involved with the kind of production of the show that was kind of giving me lip the whole time about my design choices on my performance and how to properly be a slutty Santa. And how to perform and how to ice skate. And this
what?
Is a person, yeah, this is a person that had never ice skated before and looked, you know, just like she had no idea what I was all about. So she didn't get me. So I was kind of at odds with this person the whole time through the production of this Christmas tree lighting spectacular. And she asked me at the end of the show, she was like, hey, for the finale, can you go out and do like a trick? And for me, at my advanced age and weight, I like to go out and bow at the end. I'm not much of a trick finale
right.
person.
Right.
So what I did...
I was actually never a trick finale person. I was into skating around to a spiral into a beautiful bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
The show's over. You're already on the come down.
Yep.
No time for tricks.
I don't have any time. I have a dinner to get to. Oh, which we have to talk about, too. I just had a very full life. We'll get to you, too. We'll get to your stuff, too. I got hit in the face with the door. But anyway. So
more important.
More importantly. But hashtag
blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Better story. But anyway, this girl, she was like, oh, can you do a trick at the end? And I said, no. I'm really just a bow and say thank you kind of person for the audience. And she was like, no, I really think we need like a triple axel or something. Meanwhile, it's like a degree outside. I am essentially naked aside from some Teletubby hips I have glued onto my costume to take the look away from my stomach bouncing around while I'm trying to scoot my ass into the air. So what I did, I was like, okay, I've got a trick for you. And I did the full on Lipinski coveted side eye where you have the full mascara eye on and you look out the side. And you do a slow blink at them. Like a slow.
Yeah, it's very slow.
It's very slow and very filled with emotion. It's a bitchy side eye is what it is. So
I know when I do it because I hear Johnny next to me. Oh.
No, girl. Yeah, I mean, it scares
when
me when you
it
do
to
it.
Someone else. I don't ever do it to you.
No.
Thank
but
God.
Sometimes I'm an innocent bystander to your side eye and it's scary. But, yeah, so I gave her that, and I was like, okay, I've got a trick for you. Don't worry, I'll do it. So I skate out to the middle. I present to the full audience. I get down on my belly on the ice, and I do a full army roll. I did a double army roll and then got up and curtsied. So suck it. But anyway, that you didn't laugh, so it wasn't that funny. I guess you have to see it. It's on my Instagram at Johnny G Weir. Don't follow Tara because she doesn't do anything.
I feel like I remember you posting a picture. Maybe you were rolling on the ice.
I was rolling. Yeah. So it was late at night.
Was that
though.
The trick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that was my trick. If you, I am still like not a pro with broadcasting, and I'm still not a pro with acting. I still, you know, like guidance, but when it comes to ice skating, don't effing try to guide me. I am my own boss. Put a window where a window ought to be.
Well, what's funny is, especially in skating, guys that are everyone that's listening, there is this journey you go on as an athlete.
Journey.
The bronze. There is this journey you go on where when you are competing, you have a coach, you don't really have any titles. You know, you've got to pay your dues, which means your coach can just take you through the ringer. Like,
abuse
can
you,
yell,
essentially.
Throw gloves at you, all of the above. Like, there, you know, nothing is off limits to the coach when you are just, you know, this little lonely
when you're
athlete
a no one yet.
That has yet to really make
blossom.
It in the figure skating world. But then when you win, right, then you sort of get a different relationship, but you're still like on the path to like your main goal, whether it's to win a world championships or it's to get to an Olympic Games or whatever it is. But
you still need your coach.
You still need your coach. But do you notice, Johnny, like if you or do you kind of look back at your career and realize that over the span of it, your relationship sort of changed in the fact that like every title you got or every accomplishment you made, you almost earned
you just become an
the
a-hole.
Right to have less criticism and less direction.
Yeah, to get more of a say.
Right, and you have a little more of a say. Now, until that really final moment of your career, there's always going to be direction and someone criticizing you. But I just remember after the Olympics, and I'm sure for you, when you went to two Olympics and you were like, I'm done, but still skating, there's almost this unspoken thing. Like, I would still work with my coaches sometimes or take them to an event or a pro competition. But our relationship was so different, and, you know, it wasn't any, like, if he would ever tell me, like, well, you know, back to the old days of how I should be doing something, it was weird. I used to get offended. I'd be like, no, I went over that hurdle where that means you can never say that to me again. We can talk about possibilities of what went wrong on that jump. But really, there's no direction given anymore. Like,
yeah, you can't talk to me like that anymore.
It's over. Like, I am in control on the ice now. I'm sort of my own coach. I am in charge of anything artistically. My choices are all mine, and don't question them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It sounds super snotty, but
it sounds like an a-hole move, but it you earn it.
But you do feel that way at a certain point. It's, I mean, after years of abuse. I guess it's okay to feel that way.
Yeah. I mean I skate alone. I have to push myself. I have my iPhone set up so I can fix my own jumps. I do everything on my own.
Yeah,
so,
you do it on your own now.
I'll listen. Like if for some reason I'm skating and Galena's around, which hasn't happened for a while, like when I skated in Hackensack still and my coaches would be teaching other people but still be able to watch me skate and they would tell me little things, I would listen because I respect them, blah
right.
blah blah. But, you know, it doesn't really matter that much anymore.
Right. It just is. It's like when I was on tour and I would get the question, so are you really going to skate to Genie in a Bottle with your stomach out?
You
yes.
Whore.
I'm 18. I am. My stomach is going to be out and I'm skating to Genie in a Bottle. And I'm also going to skate to American Woman. Don't question me. So funny. Guys,
stop trying to make fetch happen.
We're kind of exaggerating. But anyway.
Not really, though. Like, no, there is this rite of passage when you get to, it's like, you know, when you become a woman or a man and you grow up and you have this rite of passage where you start dictating where your life goes. You may not be able to balance your own checkbook yet, but you will make your own artistic decisions.
Yep.
So after I was done rolling for this woman who really angered me, because, you know, I'll accept criticism and direction from anyone in something that I haven't earned it yet. But in skating, and if you've never skated, you best be ready to come with some actual proper, you know, real criticism. Like, oh, I killed a person. If you're going to try and change my artistic direction. you know, it's the same as sometimes when people rise up on Twitter and they don't like something we've said about their favorite skater, yet they've never skated before in their life. And all we said was like, oh, technically he didn't do that right. It's like, okay, I guess I haven't earned the right. I mean, I was the queen of this country 3 times and Tara won the Olympics. And, you know, I guess we haven't. Three times.
The queen of nationals.
The queen of America. Yeah, I was Melania for 3 times. And if I haven't earned the right to say when something was technically wrong, then who did? So anyway, after I went with full family, like full large group. And a large group really exhausts mommy because it's a lot of people and a lot of different facets. You have to entertain them at dinner. So we went to Harry Cipriani, which was really easy. It was at Sherry Netherland on Fifth Avenue across from the plaza. It would really please my mommy because she loves a Fifth Avenue looking at windows moment.
Right.
So we went there and we were drinking. Jackie was with us. Dinner was great, as always, from Cipriani. They don't sponsor the podcast, guys. It's just my favorite of all places. And Mr. C's is the only place I stay in LA. Anyway, I love them and I wish they would sponsor our podcast. But I was going to the bathroom at that Cipriani and to wash up before we left and continued our evening. And they have this, like, you have to walk from Harry Cipriani into the lobby of Sherry Netherland and then back some, down some steps to get to the bathroom. It's really awkward, but anyway, it happens and we accept it. So I was reaching down to open the door on my way back to the restaurant, and it's not a see-through door or anything. It's a big old antique white door with mirrors all over it. Mommy loves it. And I got hit square in the face with a door. Now, leave it to me to have this traumatic moment happen. And I had a full egg-sized abrasion on my face for a week after, and I had to film that Facebook thing. So it was like, wow, I'm going to look real hard, rode hard you and just, put up wet.
You just ran right into it.
I didn't run into it. I was kind of reaching down. You know, I have my bag, and I was reaching down to grab the handle. And as I was reaching and bent over slightly, hit square on the forehead with this door. Now, you would expect it to be, always when someone hurts you, you want to hate that person.
Right.
But from around the door comes this, like, 6'4" Greek god
farmer
with a
scarf. No, he was Pennsylvania.
He weren't. He was a fancy European. And he had on a scarf, like a silk. You know, silk scarves are not warm. But he had on a silk scarf. And he had this black, flowing, curly hair and olivey skin and a dark eye. I was shook to my nethers. It was glorious. So, of course, I get hit in the face by some guy
like,
that's so hot.
Thank you.
I was like, well, he freaked
so
out.
Much.
And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, I was completely just shook, and I was staring at his face. You know, it was like when we have to look at Todd Cabin, we have to look up at the sky. I was looking up, and I was like, is this when it happens? I was like, is this my dream moment? And then I feel my head swelling as I'm looking up at him, and I look haggard. It's been one of those days, and I'm drunk.
I mean,
you
were just a slutty Santa.
You're tired. I'm tired. I'm entertaining all these
ripping.
People. Oh God! And it was just.
It wasn't
I looked
your
up
moment
at him.
To meet your Prince Charming.
No, but I look up at him, and he's like, "You look okay." And I was like, "I'm totally fine." And then he grabbed my forearm and he looked deep into my eyes and he says, you're still gorgeous.
Oh.
And he said it in the way that a European fancy person would say it, where you still aren't quite sure if they're hitting on you or they're just being themselves. And he also said it in a way that you would tell like Bridget Jones, I love you just as you are. So, like, with this welt growing out of my forehead.
Not really sure what he meant.
Not sure what he meant. He made sure I was okay. He touched the small of my back and then continued on to the bathroom where he was going. I said, no, I'm okay. But then the rest of the night, I couldn't stop thinking about the handsome stranger that effed up my face.
Oh, my God. That makes me laugh.
Yep. This February will be... I'm glad you said it because I didn't want to. 20 years since Tara won the Olympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
So we're planning all these pieces and memorials and things. And one of them was that we commentated her Olympic program. And it was hilarious because, like,
it
I don't know.
It really was funny.
I was scared. I know I can say anything to you, but I mean, they wanted us to be silly and funny, and there's a line. You don't cross it when you're memorializing a performance.
Of your daughter.
Of your daughter. I mean, it was outrageous. Anyway, the Grand Prix final also happened, and guys, just because the Grand Prix season is over doesn't mean that there isn't more skating before the Olympics. We have the national championships coming to the Bay Area in San Jose. They are from sometime in December, the 27th of December, no. 29th of December until the 7th of January. Tara and I will be arriving on the 2nd of January to San Jose.
Yes.
And we want to make sure
coverage starts the 3rd. It will be all over NBC, SN, Olympic Channel, and then, of
NBC.
Course, NBC proper.
Yes, and the only things that we'll be missing because of the Golden Globes are the free dance and the gala, the Smucker Skating Spectacular. Smuckers.
Also yeah. Not a sponsor.
Also not a sponsor, more of an inside funny joke. but, okay, so...
we're on a roll today.
Yeah, we're both just so stressed out that this is slap happy. We get 45 minutes of happiness and then we have to go back to our miserable lives.
And
speaking of.
Apart. Did I tell you about what I'm doing for New Year's though?
No.
So.
Montana.
I'm going to Montana, but everyone is coming in. So Chelsea and her husband, Deb and her husband.
Goodness
Kelly,
gracious.
Kevin and Scarlett, my little goddaughter, my cousin Eric. And Lori and his two kids.
So you're having the
Amanda
wedding again?
And Josh.
Yep.
It is going. We have all these little cabins on this ranch, and there's 3 bedrooms in each cabin. So
Ooh.
There's definitely enough room for all of these people. And hopefully it will snow. I'm like starting to really stress that there's going to be no flurries because
you
that's
can't,
part
you
of
cannot them. Stop it. You cannot control the weather.
I cannot.
You
I
are
cannot.
Not God.
I am going to calm down about that. But
yep. Steady.
We are all very upset about it because we have planned the Winter Olympics for ourselves. So we are going to do, we're looking for paintball.
That's not an Olympic sport.
Right. But we match it up. So like we're going to do this.
You're going to cross country ski and then paintball
yes.
like the biathlon.
So we are going to. Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be what the paintball is. Then we have sledding, which is luge.
I used to have my dad build me a big mound of snow when I was little, and I would slide down the side of it in a wash basket because, you know, because child. And that would be bobsled.
Yep.
So if you need to recreate that,
okay.
go for it.
Perfect. Then we are going to do curling. Deb is from Canada, and she always has these, like, crazy things. She's like, well, when I was a kid, we would just cut these logs, and then you just put this little, you know, wire thing. And so she's going to do makeshift curling because there's a pond that freezes over. I'm trying to get everyone to buy skates because I know that I'll win that category.
Yeah.
Even if we play hockey. So we're setting up all these sports, you know, Winter Olympics, and we need the snow to happen.
Right.
But we're excited. We have games. We're also going to do, because I got so excited with lip sync battle. How much fun was that, Johnny?
Yeah.
We are going to do, you know, we have so many people. We're going to go do team lip sync battle. The girls
oh,
and
goodness.
I are already getting matching shirts. I mean, this is going to be a thing. And
well,
I'm so excited.
I like you playing lip sync battle better than that Pictionary when Chelsea, what'd she say?
Oh my God. What
Something about the Amish?
We know it was. What was it now? Oh my
oh,
goodness.
Protesting ants.
Yes, protesting ants.
No, protest ants.
I got Pictionary for the ranch because I'm hoping she does a repost.
Well, just get enough wine in her because she's real slim.
Oh,
so like half
goodness.
A glass of wine,
and
she's protesting ants.
But we've already planned like cupcake baking. And actually, we're looking into HelloFresh because we don't really want to do all of the cooking.
Right.
So we are going to probably do HelloFresh, which is very exciting.
Well, HelloFresh is awesome because they ship everywhere. So even desolate Montana, you can get HelloFresh at.
No, you can. And they have all these fun, obviously, the ones that I've had in L.A., they have new recipes out all the time. So we're going to try new ones. And the girls, especially Chelsea and Amanda, they're vegetarians. So there's different ones that they can eat. So like butternut squash. I mean, you know me and the girls, Jay, with the
right.
vegetables. Like, you say butternut squash. I don't know if that's just a basic girl thing.
No, your eyes all turn to little
mean,
stars.
I mean, we just die. So there's this one called butternut squash and sage risotto with Parmesan and pepitas. So that we're already doing.
That sounds glorious.
We're doing meatloaf a la mom because I like the name with roasted root vegetables and thyme gravy. Have you done any more HelloFresh?
I have. And the thing is, with all of the holiday hustle and bustle, HelloFresh helps sort of calm the chaos, because the last thing you want to do after a full day like you and I are having today, when you're just running all over the place,
is go to the grocery store.
So it's so easy. You order it. It comes in a refrigerated box or a frozen box, depending on what it is. There are options for everyone. I mean, I'm a big fan, and my family is a big fan, because I made this for them just this past week. The figgy pork tenderloin with green beans and rosemary potatoes. It was pretty, pretty major. And HelloFresh helps you stay sort of afloat and above the madness during the holiday season, because we all have so much on our plates. But HelloFresh is a good thing to have all over your plate.
And we've talked about it, how I'm not the best cook, but it really is. I mean, anyone can do it. The instructions that they give you are so easy, understandable, and like step by step, which is good for me.
So you burn less.
You don't, like, it's impossible to really mess up a HelloFresh meal. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I have not done it yet, and I have burnt or ruined all meals in my life, especially when I try to make something for Todd Kapp.
Now, guys, obviously, Tara and I are big fans of HelloFresh, and luckily for us, HelloFresh is also a big fan of us and our podcast. So in that spirit, they've given us a special discount code. Honey, tell them about it.
So you have to go to HelloFresh.com and then use the promo code TJ30. That is your promo code, TJ30.
And you get a special discount and a little peace of mind knowing that your groceries and that your meals are all ready, set, and go for the holiday season. But thank you, HelloFresh, for supporting Tara and Johnny, the award-winning podcast. honey, we have to get into a little bit of fan corner, and I think we've got to close out. We've already taken like 45 minutes of people's lives, and we have things to do.
I have a doctor's appointment in 14 minutes.
Yeah, good girl. We're going to be late.
And it's only like 30 minutes away, so we're good.
So fine. I'm glad you got in. So we'll do a quick fan corner. There are a few touchy topics here, but we'll try and make it quick. So people rose up on the gram telling me that I was not singing Dave Matthews Band, serenading you with Dave Matthews Band in one of the last two podcasts. I was actually singing a song from Rusted Root.
Yeah, I told you that on the podcast. I said, I don't know if that's Dave Matthews.
Well, they were like, Johnny, you effing idiot. That is Rusted Root, not Dave Matthews Bands. But I'm sorry, guys. I'm not in that genre. I tried my best. So a lot of people have also risen up asking us our opinion about Russia not being participants in the Olympic Games.
Right.
Okay, so I'll start one.
Should we start?
Yeah. Okay. So guys, it's obviously awesome for clean sport and to make sure that everybody's on the same playing field, that a country that had systematic doping and helping their athletes succeed where they wouldn't have if they didn't have that special drug or whatever in them. It's awesome that everyone's going to be on the same playing field. And it's also awesome that Russian athletes will still be able to compete in the Olympics. But it's so sad that they won't be able to compete under the Russian flag with Russian uniforms or even hear the Russian anthem when they win, especially for athletes that have been clean their whole careers. They're still being penalized.
You look at when the news came out, it was just so shocking to see that. And I guess sort of the outcome is good, because think about it. You're going to get clean athletes. This is how I kind of feel about it. Obviously, you wouldn't want there to be an issue to begin with, because like you said, any athlete would, you know, going to the Olympic Games, there is something about representing your country and feeling that pride and hearing your national anthem. And that's sort of part of the entire experience. But when that news came out, imagine if these athletes, skaters, you know, people that have worked their entire lives and are clean, couldn't make it to that dream moment. So I guess for me, when people ask, I say that at the end of the day, it's good. You're not getting you're getting clean athletes at the Olympics. That's what, you know, the Olympic Games is all about, is fair competition. And then the skaters and athletes that have put in the time and are clean and are waiting for this moment are still able to go and compete and fulfill their dreams. Yes, so that's sort of how I feel.
I'm right there with you. I think that clean sport is the only way to have sport. And I'm excited for skaters like Yevgenia Medvedeva and all these amazing Russian stars that we've talked about now for 4 years, that they will have the opportunity to compete. But, you know, it's sad. I mean, imagine if we couldn't compete for the Stars and Stripes at the Olympics.
Right.
I don't know. It's very sad in that way, but
yes,
there is at least having the opportunity. Okay, so moving on. At Jay Gonch was disappointed that we didn't talk about my fall at Skate America when I fell on the platform.
I mean, that was a big moment.
Everyone that I've talked to, guys, it's on my Instagram if you need to see it, but yeah. I fell when we were doing a special stand-up. I was wearing a really tall platform, so it took me a long time to actually fall. But anyway, I put my hand on this chair that had wheels on it, didn't realize what was happening. Tara had already made fun of my outfit because she thought I was Dowager Countess. And for no reason, I completely changed all the way down to my shoes because I do that even though you only see me from nipples up. And I fell. And it was
like,
funny.
Fell hard. And it was happening in my mind, slow-mo. So I was like, Johnny, you know, as you're going
down. But the best part of the video is Terry Gannon laughing at me, like not able to keep it together. He's usually really good at that. Okay, so next thing is also from Skate America. My mother and many people on Twitter brought this up, and they thought we were fighting during. Yeah. So, guys, here's the thing: Tara and I are always, for the most part, on the same wavelength, but on rare occasion, we disagree on a skater or a performance. So I guess just because we're out, we don't have practice. We don't fight. It was
Which one was it?
I don't know. They didn't specify. They were just like, are you guys mad at each other? And I think it was just so odd for people to hear us having differing opinions about something.
Yeah. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah, they immediately thought we were fighting. So guys, we don't fight. Don't worry. All is good in Tara and Johnnyville. I feel like we've got just a few comments and then we can peace out. So Mandolf 3000 said her husband didn't believe that the ice flies in Lake Placid would actually impede the skaters. And he's wrong, because when you skate over anything, unless it's as fine as a piece of hair, you will fall if it gets stuck under your blade.
Yes. Todd had the same thing. He's like, well, wouldn't you just cut through the fly? I was like, no.
No. You can cut through fingers.
It could get stuck on the bottom, you know?
Yeah, and then you fall.
Gooey mess.
Any little thing can mess up the run of your blade, because it's that integral to ice skating, is that the blade kind of meshes into the ice and touches the ice. Anyway, so that's that. You can tell your husband that he was wrong.
Mm-hmm, I do.
as he is, well, not just Todd Cat, but Mandolf 3000 can tell her husband that he was wrong. We're still in fan corner. It's not about you anymore, honey. So then Marcy KW wants a fan cruise. She spelled it with a C, but if we do a fan cruise that has an ice rink on it, we do special shows every night. Can you imagine?
Fan cruise. I'm into it.
And I have to come up
with
some
fan cabin of, not like the real fan cabin, but
the boat fan cabin. But good luck getting me on a damn boat.
I'd be a bit afraid. And I'm still on Viking River Cruise right now. So
yeah, Tara's still busy on her river cruise.
Show.
She wouldn't make it in time. She wouldn't make it to the Port Authority in time. Then we've got two more, honey. Don't run. We've got Shore Honda that says she's an avid listener, but she tells all of her friends and everyone she meets, even at the hair salon, that they have to listen to.
Aww,
so thank you for
thank
that.
You.
And then Emmy Marge. Everyone wanted to know, since we talked about in the Getting to Know You episode about your mom loving Gone with the Wind, if you were in fact named after the plantation, Tara.
I was named after my mom's favorite movie, Gone with the Wind. She wanted to name me Scarlett, but I think thought that could be a bit much. And
a little bit too overzealous.
And went with Tara.
Good.
But she read the book when she was young and then became obsessed with the movie and loved that love story between Scarlett and Red, and would make my dad sit through that endless movie, you know, time after time. But yes, very true.
But essentially, Tara named after the movie.
Yes.
But guys, that's all the time that we have, and I'm sure that you have. We've already gone an hour. Miriam's upset with us already. I can feel it coming through the wires. But we are so thankful for you guys listening to our podcast, for being part of our family. There are literally trillions of you. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, and at Tara and Johnny. And before we actually do the full peace out, we want to send our prayers and best wishes to everybody cleaning up and still dealing with the forest fires in California. It's such a tragedy, but I've seen so many news reports of people coming together and helping lift California up, and that's awesome. We also want to send our prayers out as Pennsylvania-born kids to Carson Wentz in his recovery, torn ACL in the game on Sunday. I love football. But Carson Wentz is out for the season. It's so sad because the Eagles were doing so well. So sending a speedy recovery to him. Hashtag I want to marry him.
Hashtag mommy in love.
Hashtag mommy in love. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag beautiful stranger.
Podcast is over.
Hashtag podcast is over. Also, to all of you out there who are celebrating, happy, happy, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
So, everyone, we love you. And until next time,
bye.
Bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.